All right, so Tessa feels like she's becoming the odd person out when she gets together with her friends. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm hoping there are some other women out there in my shoes that can help out with this situation.
Okay.
I'm a single, childless woman in my 30s. A majority of my friends and family members are parents to some amazing kids who I love.
Hmm.
Whenever there's a group get-together, the conversation almost always turns to breastfeeding, pregnancy stuff, toddler tantrums, parenting, venting, stuff like that.
Sure.
And I totally understand. This is their day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
But I often have nothing to add and end up just kind of passively listening. And when I try changing the topic, I often get a comment along the lines of, oh, if only I had time to watch TV or read a book or have a hobby.
Oh.
I really do treasure these relationships, so I'm just kind of wondering, is there a way to bring it up, or do I just kind of accept that friendships can change? Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. That is tough, because, you know, you try to change it to something else, and then you hear the, oh, if only my life were that uncomplicated.
Right, oh, if only I could pay attention to the things like that.
Yeah, and then you feel bad, you're like, oh, well... Okay,
and it's like,
I guess I'll just be over here.
What are the topics that you can connect on now?
Mm.
When the conversation kind of like, you try to steer it in a different direction, and they're like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I don't have the time to watch your little shows. That's tough.
I know
she's not the only one in that situation.
Man. Yeah, I mean, you know, I know... You love and cherish those friends, but, you know, maybe you need to find another friend group to supplement that.
Yes, exactly. In addition to, you know, just find some people who are in your season of life.
Right, exactly. And that's easier said than done. Just do it.
It is. Just go find some other single, childless friends.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. All right, 502-795-1997. Have you been able to navigate this? Or maybe you have had a friend in your friend group who's been in her situation, too.
Right. And then, you know, if she does need to kind of address it with them, like, hey, guys, I feel like, you know, every time we get together, I don't really have anything to contribute to the conversation because I'm kind of like not experiencing the things you're experiencing right now. And when I try to redirect, you guys don't have anything to contribute to the things that are in my life.
I can't believe Tessa. She's just so
carefree.
And she just doesn't know what it's like.
I'm sure they're not saying that. And maybe they don't. They're kind of consumed with all the things going on in their lives that they probably don't even understand Tessa is feeling left out.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. 502-795-1997. Take some of your stories, maybe pathways around this, especially if you've experienced it in group therapy. So our listener Tessa is childless and in her 30s, and her friend group are all moms. And she's like, I don't bring anything to the table anymore. I feel left out. What do? I still cherish them.
Right. Like every time I try to kind of redirect the conversation, they're all like, oh, if only I had time to pay attention to that.
Lexi sent us a voice note.
No, girl. They need you. I'm so sorry to tell you this, but the conversation, moms are tired. Moms are getting all that work in, but they need you as the person that's bringing life back into their life. They don't want to forget who they are or who they were. They're new people now, but they still crave that, oh, I can just watch a show on the weekend.
Yeah.
Me and my sister both have children, and my other sister, she is 27 and no kids, and she kind of has more problems than we do. We love the drama. We love it because our lives revolve around our kids, and seeing that little, oh, maybe the grass isn't greener on that side. We love it. We need it.
All right. Thank you, Lexi. What I'm hearing is... You need to bring a little more drama to your friend group.
Yeah, so they can be entertained?
Right, okay. Yes.
All right.
Let your unhinged single life be their entertainment.
Angela says friendships change. This is the phase in their life. Are you so self-centered that the topic must include you?
Oh, gosh.
If you love these children, as you state you do, I would think you'd want to engage in the conversations about them.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm a single, childless woman in my 40s. All my friends and family have kids. I'm the aunt. Please tell me how all of my kids are doing. So she's like, okay, just invest yourself in their conversations.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah. Amy texts in and says, mom of three boys, get excited when I hang out with childless friends. Frankly, I even get sick of talking about parents and kids and all that stuff. All I want to do is on me time is leave the mom card at the door.
Yeah, and hear about your life. Tell me
yes,
about your life.
Yes, ask them if they get sick of the whole parenting thing and what they would be doing now if they didn't have kids or family. If they keep redirecting, just spend less time with them. I like the idea of bringing your own drama to the table.
Sure.
I mean, you can bring up conversations. Yes, exactly. It's like, oh my gosh, I was out until 4 o'clock in the morning and then I had to turn around and go to work at like, 7:30.
I'm not sure Tessa's doing that.
How do you know?
She's in her 30s.
Yeah, who cares? I know plenty of 30-year-olds who do that.
They're still doing that?
Yes.
Okay. Crystal says, as a single mom in her 30s, I honestly get frustrated by other moms who act like this. I end up feeling the same way when I'm with my mom friends who are married. They act like they never have time to be anything but moms and make their kids their entire personality. Yeah. It's kind of sad. Some seem confused that I'm able to enjoy things by myself, like reading or watching TV or going out. Women need to have lives of their own with hobbies and such outside of their kids. I ended up making new friends outside of them in all different stages of their lives. It sucks, but people do grow apart and friendships change. Doesn't mean they're over. They're just shifting as we go through life.
And I can see how that would be frustrating if you're trying to initiate conversation like, hey, have you seen this new show on Netflix
and
or whatever?
They're
like, no, I wish I had time to watch stuff. By the end of the day, I'm so tired. I mean, and I get that too. You know, parenting can be very hard and challenging and all that stuff.
So maybe you're not finding like common ground to talk about like things like that, but just share what's going on in your life.
Yes.
I think just is maybe the different direction that you take it. Also, Mason from E-Town says, tell Tessa what's up.
Oh.
Hey, girl, hey.
Wait, childless in her 30s?
Oh, hey.
Well, there you go, Tessa. Maybe you can bring some drama with Mason. He seems a little unhinged.
Right.
You know?
But yes, when you say you love the kids, too, just, invest in learning about everything that's going on in their lives. Share more of what's going on in your life so you don't have, like, pop culture-y things that you can direct the conversation to. But just keep sharing what's going on and connecting with each other in that way.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and maybe give Mason a call.
Maybe give Mason a call. One last comment. Look, if they're brushing her off and not entertaining her different life experiences, that is where the issue would lie.
Right.
Yeah. So
they need to be as equally invested in you.
In the stuff that you're
and
doing.
And trying to include you. They should be more mindful of the fact that you're kind of sitting there quietly most of the times that you guys get together and want to bring you into the conversation more.
Yeah, but Tessa, bring the drama. Bring that fun, juicy drama of this, of the single childless life.
Go get more drama in your life so you can share and entertain your mom friends. Okay.
Listen, we have built a show out of drama.
We have.
So that's never a bad thing.
It is a cornerstone.
That's right. All right, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.